The International Olympic Committee has the honour...
It was what many here were hoping for.
Tokyo!
Tokyo last hosted the Olympics in 1964. At that time, many people here felt it marked Japan rejoining the global community following the Second World War. This time, the award offers similar encouragement. 2.5 years after Japan's earthquake and tsunami, the Fukushima nuclear plant continues to spill radiation just over 200 kilometers from Tokyo, and nations such as China and South Korea have banned some Japanese fish and farm products. Ahead of the vote in Buenos Aires, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe addressed the committee.
Let me assure you.
He urged the IOC to consider the science, not the headlines about leaking radiation at the plant.
It has never done and will never do any damage to Tokyo.
Meanwhile, visitors in 2020 will find new sports facilities built on former industrial land on Tokyo's seafront, and the Games will reuse the national stadium built for the last Olympics. It's expected to help boost Japan's economy after 2 decades of stagnation, with spending on everything from tourism to new TV sets to tune in to next-generation high-definition video coverage of the Games. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.